This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Tranexamic acid reduces blood transfusions by 11% in major surgery. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence tranexamic acid, an antifibrinolytic medication, significantly reduces the need for blood transfusions in major non-cardiac surgery without increasing complications, according to a large-scale randomized controlled trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study, known as the POISE-3 trial, provides compelling evidence for a low-cost intervention that could improve surgical outcomes worldwide. Key takeaways: tranexamic acid reduced composite bleeding outcomes by 11% compared to placebo, 9.1% versus 10.3%. Patients receiving tranexamic acid required fewer red blood cell transfusions and had reduced blood loss. No significant increase in thromboembolic complications was observed with treatment. The medication costs less than $5 per dose, making it accessible in low-resource settings. Study at a glance: 11-vent reduction in composite bleeding outcomes with tranexamic acid versus placebo. Tranexamic acid reduces key surgical complications. Percentage of patients experiencing bleeding outcomes. POISE-3 trial, N equals 9,535, placebo group 10.3%. Tranexamic acid 9.1%. Source: New England Journal of Medicine, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News Global Trial demonstrates clear benefits. The POISE-3 trial enrolled 9,535 patients across 114 hospitals in 22 countries, making it one of the largest studies of tranexamic acid in non-cardiac surgery. Led by researchers from McMaster University and Population Health Research Institute, the study randomly assigned patients to receive either tranexamic acid or placebo before major surgical procedures. Patients in the tranexamic acid group experienced the primary composite bleeding outcome in 9.1% of cases, compared to 10.3% in the placebo group, representing a statistically significant 11% relative reduction. The findings were consistent across different surgical procedures and patient populations. Reduced transfusion requirements without safety concerns. Beyond the primary outcome, the trial demonstrated several secondary benefits of tranexamic acid administration. Patients receiving the medication required significantly fewer red blood cell transfusions, with reduced perioperative blood loss documented across multiple surgical specialties. Importantly, the World Health Organization has identified blood shortages as a critical global health challenge, particularly in low and middle-income countries. The ability to reduce transfusion requirements through a simple, affordable intervention represents a significant advancement in surgical care accessibility. Tranexamic acid reduced the composite bleeding outcome by 11% without increasing thromboembolic complications, providing a favorable benefit-to-risk profile in major non-cardiac surgery. Dr. P.J. Devereaux, Principal Investigator, McMaster University, New England Journal of Medicine, 2024, Cost-Effective Solution for Global Surgery. The trial's findings have particular significance for global surgical capacity, as tranexamic acid costs less than $5 per dose and requires no specialized monitoring or administration protocols. This affordability profile makes the intervention feasible for implementation in resource-limited healthcare systems where surgical bleeding complications carry higher mortality rates. The Lancet Commission on Global Surgery has highlighted perioperative bleeding as a major contributor to surgical mortality in low-resource settings. The POISE-3 results suggest that tranexamic acid could serve as a low-cost intervention to improve surgical outcomes in these contexts. Implementation considerations for healthcare systems. The trial protocol administered tranexamic acid as a single intravenous dose before surgical incision, followed by a continuous infusion during the procedure. This simple dosing regimen facilitates implementation across different surgical settings without requiring complex protocols or specialized training. Healthcare systems considering adoption should note that the study excluded patients with high thromboembolic risk, and the FDA has established specific contraindications for tranexamic acid use. The researchers emphasized the importance of appropriate patient selection, based on bleeding risk assessment rather than universal application. What this means for patients: those undergoing major non-cardiac surgery may benefit from tranexamic acid to reduce bleeding complications and transfusion requirements. For clinicians, consider tranexamic acid as a standard perioperative intervention for appropriate surgical patients, following established contraindication guidelines. For policymakers, the low cost and proven efficacy support inclusion in essential medicine formularies and surgical quality improvement programs. Frequently asked questions: what types of surgery were included in the study? The POISE 3 trial included major non-cardiac surgical procedures across multiple specialties, including orthopedic, abdominal, urological, and vascular surgeries. Cardiac surgery was specifically excluded from this study design. Are there any safety concerns with tranexamic acid? The trial found no significant increase in thromboembolic complications, such as stroke or heart attack. However, patients with high clotting risk or certain contraindications were excluded from the study. How much does tranexamic acid cost compared to other interventions? Tranexamic acid costs less than $5 per dose, making it significantly more affordable than most other bleeding reduction strategies. This cost profile makes it accessible even in resource-limited healthcare settings. The POISE 3 trial results are expected to influence international surgical guidelines and could accelerate adoption of tranexamic acid as a standard perioperative intervention. The clinical evidence supports its inclusion in quality improvement initiatives aimed at reducing surgical complications and healthcare costs globally. Source: Hospital Policy of Tranexamic Acid to Reduce Transfusion in Major Non-Cardiac Surgery.